You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Your daily epidemic response committee update on 95BFM.
Oh yeah, we have new stings. Isra, Zafiri and Connell have provided today's notes. Today's select response committee is focused on how New Zealand's economy and trade is coping with the response to COVID-19. On the agenda today, Charles Finney from New Zealand Trade and Enterprise discusses the implications of particular industries suffering from the restrictions of Level 4. Today's committee was seen as being less than enthusiastic, as said by Gary Brownlee. It is apparent that today's committee is more tense and less optimistic than last week, with hard questions being asked about imports, exports, or import and export markets. Discussions had been mainly around the maintenance of trade and infrastructure with China to maintain New Zealand's economy effectively. Some concerns were raised around the forestry industry and how workers' jobs can be protected, with more than 17,000 being at risk due to the inability to work due to the Level 4 lockdown. Phil Twyford gives some assurance and states the overseas freight industry has been overwhelmingly stable and this will be key to post-COVID economic recovery. Vagili Vitali, who is a chief trade negotiator, has discussed trade agreements with Indonesia and working with smaller and medium powers and refocusing relationships to tell markets that were back in the market to encourage trade. He claims that this is an important pillar to maintain the recovery after the strains that COVID-19 has had on the economy. So just some key notes there. Phil Twyford, Minister for Economic Development, was talking about maintaining or keeping businesses in business and workers in work, that being their key focus. David Parker, Minister for Trade, the overall forecast from the World Trade Organization is merchandise and retail trade will drop by roughly 30%. And recovery anticipated for 2021. Concerns, though, some countries may implement protectionist policies which will harm New Zealand exports. Also noted that agriculture and food exports anticipated to be relatively more stable. Focus on maintaining air links overseas via Air New Zealand bailout and the relationships with Singapore Airlines, Emirates and Qatar. Concerns around maintaining trade and logistics infrastructure with China. Heard from the forest industry, so that was that 17,000 workers have been unable to work due to the COVID-19 Level 4 lockdown, impacting the economy and experiences strain due to not being considered as an essential service. Fears of how the forestry industry may not be able to get itself back up again when we go down to Level 3 or 2. Todd McClay from the National Party asked, will forestry be able to operate effectively and whether any measures will be put into place to maintain those jobs? Phil Twyford says the overseas freight industry has been overwhelmingly stable and this will be key to post-COVID economic recovery. Then Chief Trade Negotiator Vagili Vitali keeps on pushing forward on signature-ready agreements that update trade agreements with China, ASEAN nations, Korea, Japan and China. Also stresses how important overseas cooperation and digital industries will become as we rebuild the economy, saying retool, re-implement and re-energise trade agreements and bilateral economic relations. He says New Zealand's position as a food exporter will put the country in a position of strength. And a quarter of New Zealanders rely on the export sector. So better wages and faster job creation in that sector. That's all for this week. And it sounds like it was quite tense in there today with quite a bit of shade thrown on all sides. So we'll continue covering the Epidemic Response Committee next week.
That was your EDC update on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.